Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
To talk about the Guardians, their attempts to clinch this division and in a wild card, anything really at this point, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on former Guardians pitcher. You've heard him here on 92.3 The Fan as well, Jason Stanford, joining us. Jason, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Good afternoon, Nick. Good afternoon, Earl the Pearl.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, boys. How are you guys?
We're doing all right here. It's a football Friday. The show is flying, which you should never say, because that always kills the speed of the show. But no, I mean, you know, it's funny. We're just talking about how much pressure is on the Guardians heading into this weekend, because Wednesday night, I was so confident they were going to win up 3-1 in the bottom of the top of the seventh that I went to bed because I just knew they were going to win. Last night, they lost, and all of a sudden, I'm feeling the pressure again. How much pressure is on the Guardians heading into this weekend?
I don't think as much pressure as you're mentioning there, Nick. And the reason I say that is Detroit has to go on the road and play in Boston. And Boston is playing very good baseball right now. You know, so when you look at it that way, I think more of the pressure goes on Detroit than it does on the Guards. And the nice thing about it, the Guards are at home. They're finishing up the regular season at home against Texas. They've got a chance to pull it out tonight. And if they win tonight, they're locked. So that's the awesome thing about it.
Jason, talk about Steven Vogt for a minute. Because I know me, I was a person that at certain points during the season, I was kind of questioning his leadership. But it says a lot about a man or manager, period, to really keep the team together with so much adversity going on. And, you know, some feel like if we complete this and win the AL Central, that he should be manager of the year for the second year in a row. Talk about the job that you think he's done this year.
He's done a remarkable job. I mean, to be able to pull out the way that the team has been playing of late, you know, all of September, is absolutely amazing. And, you know, he doesn't have the big name dudes. He doesn't have an Aaron Judge. He doesn't have a Cal Raleigh, you know, on his roster. What he does have is a team of guys that go out and compete and get after it. He's got a Jose Ramirez that's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, he's got other guys that just play out. And this starting staff, you know, and I talked to him a couple weeks ago, you know, about what Carl Willis has done. And that's been, I think, the best part about it is that you've got a starting staff that believes in each other, that they have this internal competition amongst each other, and that's why they've been playing so hot and heavy and hard right now going into the final weekend.
So the pitching factory appears to be back in full swing here with what we've seen, not just with the bullpen and having to turn that over because of injuries, but obviously you mentioned the starting rotation. The idea that you could lose Luis Ortiz early in the season, who was arguably your best pitcher to that point, and still be able to have a six-man rotation in September is crazy. You know, Carl Willis was your old pitching coach. He was here that first run with Wedge. He came up as a pitching coach in the system when you were coming up. What makes Carl Willis a good pitching coach?
Well, I think a lot of it goes to he listens to his players so well about what they're feeling and what they're going about mechanically and emotionally and mentally, you know, being able to prepare day in and day out. He does a really, really good job of that. The other thing that he does is he doesn't overcomplicate anything. If you're going good, you know, he's not going to change anything. And so when you have your bullpen sessions, especially as a starter, you know, you might tweak a little movement here with maybe your finger placement or, you know, going, especially now with all the technology, going and looking at so much video and being able to see, you know, different things like that. But Carl, what he's been able to do when I was there, what he was able to do, you know, a little bit in Seattle, and then now, you know, with the guys here again, it is so fun to watch, you know, especially for me being a pitcher, you know, and what he has to work with. You know, he doesn't have the top dogs anymore. He doesn't have a Sabathia and a Cliff Lee, you know, and a Jason Davis and a Billy Traber, you know, and a Jason Sanford. I'll throw it in there for you guys. You know, but the uniqueness that he does have, you know, Tanner Bibee has been very, very good. I love Gavin Williams right now. I mean, he has been an absolute horse. He's coming into his own right now, which has been fun to watch. He's got great numbers. He just goes out there and competes every 6 days right now, so it's been fun.
Jason, looking at Bo Naylor, over the last 16 games in the month of September, he's batting just up under 300 with 16 hits, 3 home runs, and 14 RBIs. A lot has been said about Bo Naylor all season long. A lot of people was ready to give up on Bo. In your opinion, has Bo Naylor turned the corner for good and for the better?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think what he did, honestly, was he simplified a lot of things in his swing. He made it a lot easier of, you know, what he needs to do on a daily basis. So, yeah, as long as he sticks to that routine and trusts himself on a regular daily basis and not overcomplicating himself with saying, okay, hey, I'm facing this guy today, and this is what he has, as opposed to, hey, this is what I feel good about, that's what I want to utilize, then yes, 100% all day long, he's going to stick to being a good quality hitter like he's showing in September.
Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher. I'm going to say it, nice guy. Very nice guy on the fan hotline here. Mostly because I feel like if I pepper you up, I continue to get even better questions here. There are two schools of thoughts on this, Stanny. There is, we've seen Detroit so much that seeing them for another 3-game set in the playoffs gives maybe them an advantage. And then the other one is, hey, we've dominated them so much that we want to see them again in the playoffs. If you're in that clubhouse, do you want to see the Tigers again in the first round of the playoffs?
Not in the first round of the playoffs, only because it's a three-game set. If it's, you know, the 5 of the 7-game set, then 100% I'll take a look at them all day long. The reason I say no in a 3-game set, you have Scooble. Scooble's the dude. I mean, you know, yes, the guards have gotten them of late, but when you look at the numbers, it's not that they've gotten Scooble, they've gotten the bullpen. You know, Scooble has done his job and pitched like none other. So the key is figure out how to not face Detroit in the first round, make it, win the division, go have a good time, and then go from there.
So with that, if the Guardians were to face the Tigers again in the playoffs, even if the Guardians win the division, does that mean you would not expect to win the series?
I wouldn't say that, Nick. I would say they've got to go back. They talked about the other night about guard ball, right? Small ball, executing bunts, keeping the ball on the infield and figuring out how to score runs. That's going to be, the key of how the Guards win those series. And, we saw it last year. I mean, the Guardians came in, Lane Thomas. You've got David Fry. I know Fry's not going to be playing in the playoffs, but you had David Fry do his thing. You had Noel Christmas do his thing. So those are the things that you're going to be looking for in this playoff atmosphere, is making sure that they go out and compete. And if it is against the Tigers, they'll take it. And especially if it's a home series, these fans are going to be ridiculous.
At home tonight against the Texas Rangers, Slade Cicione is on the mound. What do you expect from this team tonight?
I think they're going to come out and compete right off the get. I think Slade's going to set the tone. With him going out and throwing the ball the way he's been throwing it of late, he's going to go out and do what he needs to do. But the thing for me right now, the offense needs to get going early. They can't be playing from behind. They can't be, going back and forth. They've got to be able to get a run or two early on and then let Slade do his thing.
All right. I know you love football, too. How are we feeling about this Browns-Lions game this Sunday?
Oh, boy. Do I really have to say anything?
I think so. I think it's better if you do.
I got two of the Lions in my fantasy team, so I've got to be the Lions all day long. I've got to see them just straight dominate.
Wait, who do you have?
I've got Montgomery and I've got Gibbs.
Oh, you had a day last week, didn't you?
Yeah, two of their running backs? That's bold, by the way.
He scored four touchdowns last week, my man.
Hey, all I know is every weekend, they're scoring about 50 points for me every weekend right now, so I'm really, really happy right now.
So last night, Marvin Harrison Jr., I finally kicked him out of the starting lineup after the last 2 weeks, and he pops off for 19 fantasy points, and I was like, boy, because I did this with a couple players, and every one of them I feared making me look like a jackass, except Marv, and it goes out there, and the Maserati gets 19 points. So life is good, Stanny. Life is good.
What's the probability, Jason?
You don't want to ever vote or bench anybody that plays for Ohio State. I'm not an Ohio State fan, but when they get to the NFL, they go off right now. Nick, I'll work with you, man, or you can ask my son, Tucker. He tells me how to set my lineup every weekend.
All right, Jason, great stuff, buddy. Always great to catch up with you. We got an exciting weekend here for the Gardos, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you once we get into the playoffs.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks so much there. We got Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher, on the fan hotline here. He is a gentleman. You can check out frontlinetofield.org. ORG, that sounded a little different. That is a very different website. But Jason's not on that one. He's on frontlinetofield.org.
Are you sure?
I'll have to do the research. I'm going to have to watch the tape. We'll find out. But Jason's always so gracious with his time. We appreciate him. You're going to react to what he had to say. And talking about the big decision the Guardians have during this weekend and what is the right move, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.